Dan Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
At 7:54, good morning, everyone. Big night last night in town. Harry Potter opening up, and this is a huge deal, a huge advance. It's in two parts, so you have to buy expensive tickets for two different nights, and so far, so good, right,
Michael? Yeah, but the reviews are terrific. 3.5 stars in the Post. My colleague Johnny Olasinski says it's just wonderful, magical, terrific. New York Times. Now, the New York Times, which is, you know, pretty rough on a lot of Broadway shows and turns their nose up at a lot of stuff, says this is an absolutely magical production. That is the New York Times,
wow,
which generally doesn't like the kid-friendly fare that's on Broadway because they're kind of snooty types and they want, you know, seven-hour Shakespeare pageants and whatnot.
Well, explain to me, Mr. Broadway, how you have two long parts. Now, each one is a couple of hours long, right?
Yeah, each one's about three hours long. It's okay. a five-hour
play. Explain to me how you do that with no music.
It's not a musical, it's a play, but there is music in the play. And the other thing people are raving about, the special effects are supposed to be really terrific. And there are a lot of great, wondrous special effects. And the ushers actually tell you, don't give away the secrets. Don't go out and don't tell people too much about the play because they want to be a surprise.
J.K. Rowling was there herself.
J.K. Rowling was there, yeah. She's having a great time. And conquering Broadway. This production is the most expensive play in the history of Broadway, costing $68 million. And Anthony, our producers, his mother was there, and she loved it, didn't she?
She loved every minute of it.
Wow.
Did she give away some of the secrets you can tell us?
No, she just said the special effects were great. There weren't that many kids there,
Anthony,
which she was surprised
she
about.
She just saw part one, or did she?
Both.
Both parts yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's worth the 5 hours.
Yep, that's what she said.
All right, tell mom, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Would you take your grandkids to it? They must be Potter fans.
I don't think so. I think it's they're too young for that.
But how about your daughter?
My daughter was a huge Potter fan, you know, and she read all the books. Now, you instead went to Mean Girls last night.
I did. My girlfriend loves the Tina Fey movie Mean Girls, and that's a big Broadway show now, so I took her to see that, and I walked into the theater. It was wall-to-wall screaming teenage girls.
They loved it?
Screaming. They loved it before it even started.
Wow.
And then, you know, as soon as it began and the characters they recognized from the movie come out, they went absolutely nuts for it. So if you've got a teenager who loves that movie, take her to see Mean Girls.
Now, what about if you're not a teenage girl?
I think you would enjoy it more if you go with your teenager.
Okay. Very good.
That's fair. Go with your teenager, you're going to have a great time at Mean Girls.
I'm going to plan on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Noelle, your daughter will love it.
Oh, my daughter's already told me to ask Riedel for tickets. Are you okay?
I'm not asking for tickets.
No, Riedel. I'll pay, but Riedel's going to line them up for me.
I can line them up.
Okay,
yes, I can.
That's
He'll get me those house seats, you know.
Yeah, it was fun in the theater, and I tell you, it's great for someone who covers the theater. And there was a long period of time where I thought, oh God, the theater audience is getting so old; it's so old to go into a Broadway theater and see 1,600 people, 1,600 teenagers having a great time. That's exciting and tells you there's hope for the theater.
What's sad about the weekend? 28 years old, Avicii dying.
Yeah. So wake me up when it's all over.
Talented guy.
Incredible.
Really.
But he was just 28 years old. He was found dead in Oman, where apparently he was on vacation. And they're reporting no foul play, but he was in poor health. He had given up performing live, and he was suffering from pancreatitis brought on by heavy drinking and drug use. Now, you know, you get that kind of disease if you've been drinking your entire life. But when he was 24, 25, he was struck down by it. So you can imagine the amount of alcohol he consumed being a DJ.
Well, there's still no official cause of death. That was Wake Me Up When It's All Over was that hit. And this is called Levels. Years old, and he certainly left his mark.
Sweden's most famous export since ABBA.
Okay. Robert De Niro says he'll never play Donald Trump, in a movie. Okay, forget that one. How about James Cameron slamming what he calls hypergonadal superhero movies? He says He is dismissing all these Marvel franchise movies, describing them as simply showing unhealthy, testosterone-overfueled men running around destroying cities.
What was that song from Titanic? The heart will go near, far, wherever you are. Well, Cameron's movies were about human beings. Titanic is a great movie, Len. It's a great movie.
He might be right. I thought Titanic was a great movie.
And I'm sick of these franchise Marvel movies, too.
And a tick bite sent Annette Bening to ER during filming of a movie. So there you go. Look out for those ticks. Where was she filming? Oh, she was from California. Where was she
Shelter
filming?
Island or something. I don't know. Where are the ticks? Out there in Long Island? Where you live in Long Island, aren't there ticks all over the place?
You're in New Jersey, too, by the way.
Everyone gets Lyme disease if you live outside of the city.
I'm reading this whole story. It doesn't say where. Great.
Well,
okay,
I don't think it was in the city. I think it had to be somewhere where the woods are.